Hello, it's Ree here. We continue our news items, which include how historic railings need replacing at Norwich's main cemetery. But first, a huge tobacco stash has been uncovered by police.
An illegal immigrant has been jailed for 12 months after he was found with a stash of tobacco worth £310,000 during a police raid. Ping He, 49, was found cooped up in a room at Nottingham Street, Beauthorpe, last year, with more than 29 bin bags of tobacco, along with counterfeit tobacco pouches and other equipment used in the production of illegal tobacco. Norwich Crown Court heard he had admitted to police he was working in the country illegally and was drawn into the black economy. The court heard he had been at the bottom of the pyramid of the illegal tobacco operation and that he had been holed up in a room at the house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
More than half of NHS staff in Norfolk are working extra hours to help prop up the health service, it can be revealed. The data was released as part of the NHS Staff Survey, an annual questionnaire filled in by staff, which ranges from topics of recommending trusts as places to work to how often they witness mistakes or near misses. Some of Norfolk's healthcare organisations scored well with their frontline staff, while others took a battering in results compared to last year. At every trust, more than 60% of staff who filled in the survey said they worked extra hours. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH, the number was 71%. Jeremy Over, Director of Workforce, said the results showed an improvement over 5 years in staff recommending the trust as a place to work. The survey found more staff felt recognised and valued by managers than last year. However, there was a significant drop in the percentage of staff who felt satisfied with the quality of care they were able to deliver, who felt they made a difference to patients and who were satisfied with resourcing and support. Work-related stress had risen and there was an increase in the number of staff who went to work despite feeling unwell, because they felt pressurised to. There had also been a drop in staff feeling the trust cared about their health and well-being and the effective use of patient feedback.
People in Norfolk have paid more than £500,000 in library fines over the past 4 years, and almost 50,000 books, CDs and DVDs have never been returned, new figures have revealed. And a Freedom of Information request to Norfolk County Council revealed the name of the most overdue book in the county, Paint Fun by Ray Gibson, borrowed in July 1999 and yet to be returned. The figures showed that between 2015 and November last year, £744,000 worth of fines were issued for overdue items which had been borrowed from Norfolk's 47 libraries. Over the same period, £565,000 in overdue fines were paid to the library service. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said overdue charges are an incentive for returning borrowed items on time, and the income received is part of the library service's annual budget. Over the past 3 years, the majority of money owed to us has been recovered, and we expect the introduction of online payments this year will make it even easier for people to pay us back. Library users can pay in instalments, and our experience has shown that if people continue to use our service, we are more likely to recover the amount owed in the long term.
Cash-strapped Norwich City Council will have to spend nearly £300,000 to replace historic railings surrounding the city's main cemetery. The council set its budget, including a 2.99% increase in its share of the council tax, which councillors said would help protect services from cuts. But the City Hall budget also included setting aside £142,000 in each of the years 2020 to 2021 and 2021 to 2022. To replace the railings around Earlham Cemetery, which the City Council owns. And a further £28,000 will also be needed to replace damaged ornamental gates around the Victorian Grade 2 listed cemetery. Earlham Cemetery was originally laid by the city surveyor E.E. Benest, starting in 1856. Initially 30 acres in size, it was extended over the years to take in an area which stretches from Deerham Road along Beauthorpe Road to the other side of Farrow Road. The cemetery was given a Grade 2 listing by English Heritage in 2001.
Virtual sexual health clinics, web chats and ordering contraception online, those are just three ways it is hoped sexual health services in Norfolk will be overhauled as part of a new review. Norfolk's County Council's Communities Committee is set to discuss the changes at a meeting, and papers released in advance painted a complex picture of how sexual health services were currently delivered in the county. Documents said our current sexual health service offer is based on a traditional medical model with many of the contraception services based in GP practices. It has led to a complex picture via 288 individual contracts with GPs and pharmacies. More than 50,000 people use those services every year. But Dr. Louise Smith, Director of Norfolk County Council's Public Health, said, overall, our sexual health outcomes are improving. You only need to look at the figures for teenage pregnancy, late diagnosis of HIV and online STI postal kits to see the positive results being achieved. But there are some areas that could be better, especially access to some contraceptive services. Our ambition is to redesign the way contraception services are delivered by improving access. Evidence suggests that by increasing the use of more reliable long-term contraception, we could decrease the need for emergency contraception. We also want to improve our digital offer through virtual clinics, web chats, to triage patients and online postal services.
Now to Information Desk.